zu dir.
Hm?
Etwas zu dir.
He's working over there by his
work. So sad. That picture reminds me of the name that kid Chatsky.
Chatsky.
What, is that?
No, this is
where
it is. Here's awesome.
He was?
Yeah.
His father died?
No, his mother, mother died when he was 15, and his father remarried Bresler. Tils Reisauer. Eckstein. She's in Eckstein. Her husband left in COVID, one of the first COVID deaths in Lakewood.
His father.
His father remarried her last year.
Seemed to get
out of
rough life.
Oof.
No, it's supposed to play that's led by Lynx.
Who's Lynx?
Lynx just takes care of these kids. They support them. I don't know exactly.
I heard it was jammed last night.
Well, we do want this thing for a whole time.
Nah, it is.
More?
This is a little overload, bro.
Hey, help out.
Did he finish Musa? Or no?
He and Dhamma Rama.
He wasn't feeling well.
He wasn't Dhamma Rama.
He was supposed to. No?
He was in the Bungal Colony.
Huh?
He was in Bungal Colony.
Mount Yeshiva.
No, he wasn't.
That's what Schmidt's brother.
That's what someone said, but it's not true.
It's not true?
No. He was in Bungal Colony.
It's your rumor versus his rumor.
He was in Bungal Colony.
I don't have first hand information. I have no idea.
He was in Bungal Colony and
he claims he was supposed to be there for Shabbat Yantif.
He was in Bungal Colony. He wasn't feeling well. First night Yantif, he had to stop to walk. I guess whoever he was with didn't have.
Think twice.
Today's shiur sponsored for Shalem Yisrael ben Bracha Rufal Zam Zeb ben Rachel Omer Max and Benona Esther. Brian de Miriam as Rachel Sara. Yitzchak ben Shalom as Yaakov and Frumet. Nothing happened.
I get it, but like, what are they thinking?
What, they try doing something?
Yeah.
What did they try doing? They did?
Yeah, last night. Whatever, it was yesterday.
Sarsan Bash Bela. Avram and Gilo. Sarsas was Masha. Esther was Chayaf, Adobim and Peril. Chava Handel Bas Yehudas. Michoel David Ben Chaneshire. Okay. Interesting Gemara today. We got to go back to the Mishnah. Big crowd today. So, I'm going to go back to the Mishnah because today's whole sugya is negated to the Mishnah. If you don't have the Mishnah klar, you can't really get today's sugya. So, I don't know what we did yesterday if we got a klar, but let's go back to recapitulate.
We've got to figure out what we're doing much in paper, too.
What's wrong?
The students
are going to
be much in paper,
huh? You're not going to make for everybody. They're making his house for his family.
Do you have 10 people?
Not 10, probably 50.
10 people is just half his family.
Yeah, that's just the kids from 6 and under.
Oh, yeah.
I think your father made a bris in Kippur. You're not about anybody, just the whole family, and that's enough.
The whole
shul to the house.
It's raining. Everybody walked over for the bris after Shacharis.
Oh.
It was raining. Everybody walked over.
Mud all through the house.
Anyway, okay.
Mud all through the house.
Let's go, it's late. So the Mishnah says, base core off on a Meichaloch.
I'm so glad my shoes.
So if you sell a base core offer,
so concerned.
Mide bechevel, that's with a, and the measurements with a rope, you're basically selling an exact base core, which is 30 saw, which is about eight acres, 75,000 square amas. Pichas kolshu, if it's a drop less, yinaka, take off in the price. You have to give back some money. Hoysa kolshu, yachser, give back. V'im amar hein chaser hein yeser.
the rope was wrong? How do you make a mistake?
The rope could be wrong. It can dry it out. Or whatever. Or you said you gave him a base core with the measurement of a rope, and then you go to measure afterwards and you see that you messed up. You add words. So over here you're trying to include something you were not included when you just said base core. So I feel pikas roivel asah. Even if you gave less a roivel asah, this 30 saw, which means it's basically adds up to 7.5 kavim. It's a 24th of a saw. So I hoist a roivel asah, which is 7.5. You added 7.5 kavim worth of property.
Which is really
higiyah. The halacha is you moichot. Because that's by saying heichas and yasser,
it's in the margin
of error. What you're adding to your regular sale or base core is that you moichot this amount. Yoyse mikan, if it's more than 7.5, yoyse mikan, yasa cheshbon. If it's between 7.5 and 9, you make a cheshbon. You have a kav and a half, you make a cheshbon. Mao machse, what's the cheshbon? Mois. So basically, if this is a takana for the meicher, al zenanim zelechaser, because nothing to do with this property anyway. So we say, if the meicher has nothing to do with it, so he says, give him back money. If he wants, he can take back the karka. V'lom omer machzalei, mois liavskoch shal meicher, because otherwise it has nothing to do with it.
Just
the kav and a half.
Just the size, you don't sell him the extra?
There's no selling.
Extra kav and a half.
If the meicher wants, he gets back money.
Give him more money.
Means the meicher has to give. The meicher gets money,
right.
Or the meicher can take back the little parcel of property.
$540 sharp.
Okay. That's what we said. Al zenem zelechaser. Means it's zenem zelechaser for the lekech. He has nothing to do with this property. There's no gain from him having this. This kav and a half. Either way, there's no gain for him. So we're miyafa, the moicher gets the upper hand over here. The moicher gets the upper hand. Now, im shayr besod the base tisha kavim, over gina base chatzi kav, because a gina has different measurements. And the reason is because by a regular field, Tes Kavan is a Dovah Choshev, which is just, we're going through the Mishnah of Chaimichel Mamusha again. Tes Kavan is a Dovah Choshev. So at Tes Kavan, the guy's not Moichel anything anymore. It means up till Tes Kavan, up to 7.5 is total Mechila. From 7.5 to 9 is Yad Moichel Al Yoyna, you have to give back either the Kaka or the money. From 9, once it hits 9, above 9 by a regular piece of property, that's a Dovah Choshev. Like the Rashbam says, since the karka choshev between all your little parcels over here, loy machal midi. The guy's not machal anything, you give back the whole thing. The Gemara is going to say you give back the whole roivas, everything, all the way down to 0. You basically left just with a base core. Exact base core.
Exact.
And by gina, it's a base chatzikav. Gina is, a chashivas by gina is different than a chashivas by a field. It's base chatzikav. V'chadiv Rebbe Kiva, base roiver. Rebbe Kiva says, even by Gina, it's a base roiver also. Machzlo is a karka, v'lo is a roiver, v'vad machzlo, el kol ha-moyser. The Gemara is going to change the lashon of this Mishnah. What it means is, kol ha-moyser, like we just finished saying, is that you return all the quarters or the 24ths of a kav, or chatzikav, whichever case you're looking at it, you go back, you revert back to the original sale of the property, and you only get the property, everything else you return to the moicher. Okay, that's the Mishnah.
Besides what's in the
contract. Besides the contract, base core. Base core, no margin error at all. Once you're above 9. And it's going to be a machloek in the Mishnah, and the Gemara, how to learn this Mishnah. But this is the idea of the Mishnah, to go very quickly from if you say Hein Chasam and Yasser, if you don't say Hein Chasam and Yasser, it's a base core, that's it. Nothing. There's no margin error at all. If you say Hein Chasam and Yasser, then you have up to 7.5 kav for 30 saw. If you... From 7.5 kav to 9 kav is Yad Merchal Yoyna. From 9 kav and up, then you're nine coming up,
then
you return the whole thing, all the way back to base core.
No, all the way.
You lose everything. The only thing is the original piece of property, all the extras.
So 7.5 to 9 is where.
That's the Yavkot Shemaycher, but once you go 9, it goes all the way back to the beginning. That goes, the owner wants that property back. Yeah, he wants it back. The owner wants it back. It's a Dovah Chashuv. At that point, you can't say, I'm giving back money. No, I want the property. That is the Mishnah. So, Yibaylu, what happens if you say base course stoma? You don't say anything else. Mai. So, Gemara is going to try being a right. Toshma, base course ofan and merchalach, midah bechevel. Pachas kolshu yinaka yaser kolshu yachser hastama is kain chasen yaser. That's you would infer. Where it says hein chasen yaser dummy. Amos Sefer is not true. Vim amale hein chasen yaser. I feel the pickers revel saw. Heis revel saw higiyoy up to 7.5 hastama can meet the bechevel dummy. So el mahalak amashna. We have no raya from the Mishnah because it goes both ways. Maybe we have no raya. Tashma. Zotin Gemara, I'll bring you a rye from a Brysa, I think it's a Brysa. Be base kor of ani merchaloch, ki base kor of ani merchaloch, hein chase hein yaser, ani merchaloch, I feel pichas revel so, I hoise revel so, I give you. Alma, stomin ami, ki hein chase hein yaser dami. That all, you see, because there's three cases over here, and we bunched them all together. So Gemara says, no, that's not, you missed the bone in the Brysa. Hasam perushika mefarish, ezu base kor, Shehi kibbeis kur to go and dam lehen chasen yeser. It's a kapush kumafaj, but not that stoma would be the same halacha. Stoma wouldn't be the same halacha. So the Gemara says, not true. I'll bring you a ride. The stoma is the same halacha. Maskar of Ashi. If that's what you tell me, that's kapush kumafaj. Imkin, ani mechaloch, ani mechaloch lomali. What did that say twice, ani mechaloch? It should say once, ani mechaloch, because you bring kapush kumafaj. Rav Ram says, imisi the kapush kumafaj. Hachi avala misni, base kur offer, kibbeis kur offer, hen chasen, hen yeser, ani mechaloch. Be one bunch thing together. And the fact that it's not like that, El Alav, Shma Mino, Stoma Nami, Kehen Chosen, Yes, Adobe, Shma Mino. So Stoma is Kehen Chosen, Yes, and you have the same halachas, like we said in the Mishnah, that up to 7.5 Kavim is included, because that's the guy's Meichel. From 7.5 to 9 is Yad Meichel Yoyna, except we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, Yad Meichel Yoyna is only Gabe giving back to the Meichel, but the Gabe paying for it. If it went up or down, that's Yad L'Kech Al Yoyna. And from 9 and up, then we say it reverts totally back and you get everything back. So we're back, now that we got that out of the way, Ma'o Ma'xalei Mois. So the Mishnah says, you give back money, and the reason is, Al Zen Nerem Zalei Chaser. That's what Rashbam says in the Mishnah. He goes a whole Arichas about it, and he says, the lashon he says is imrotzem moicher yachsel lekeach moist the kanz chomi the ma yasa moicher bekaka. What should the moicher do with the kaka mood for natsma? She ain't a choshu sado. It's nothing. He'll koyfen us lekeach likach. We forced lekeach to take it. The zen never zene choser. He's buying a whole property. He's buying 75,000 square amas. This little parcel is where you're making a big deal about. Just include it into your thing. But the owner, what's he supposed to do with it? Little for stinking a piece of property. Oyim rotzim moicher yachsel lekeach hakarka ben shari min adin who the machsel karka shari lekona lekeach al beis kor means the moicher has the upper hand because al zen nenev zel lechaser means there's no it's koyf al midas daim basically zen lechaser is koyf al midas daim and koyf al midas daim is that you tell the guy like you have no reason to auction zechayis and say I want to give you back the parcel property I have nothing to do with it unless I want it if I want it it's up to me basically. So the Gemara says, and so what do we say? We're saying that the Bezdin made a takana for the Meicher's sake. Why? Because it's Zen Nevzal Chaser. Subscribe for me to Zedayim. So the Gemara says, that's basically what you're telling the Mishnah. That the Meicher is on the upper hand because it's Zen Nevzal Chaser. And Vatanya, we have a price of Piches Shivas Kavan Mechza Lakur. Oy Hoysa Shivas Kavan Mechza Lakur, which means Salach is a Giyoy. Alach is it's Mechila. Yoysa Mekan, between 7.5 and 9. Yoysa Mekan. Koyfin is a Mecher, Limker.
Base score. This is whatever we're arguing. And then can't sell anything to his property.
It's a drop. Seven and a half kav is compared to 75,000 square meters. We're talking about it's like I mean, I don't know what the measurement exactly is. Very little. No, it's on, in the field. The field is 7.5 kav and bigger than what he sold him.
And what's next to it?
A road. A road.
Because if it's part, because it has value on the other property.
No, that the Gemara is saying on the base that if it's next to the guy's property,
then it's different.
Then the guy has value because he could just give it, he could just bunch it back,
yeah.
Bunch it with his, yeah.
And it's not useless.
Then it's not useless. We're not talking about that. It's a separate parcel of property, middle of two roads. Middle of Kfish Echad.
At the end of the property, whatever.
So Gemara says. Vatanya pichas, yeah. Pichas shivas kama mechzel lekur. A hoisi shivas kama mechzel lekur. Higiyoi. Yosef mekan koyf nesamoichel limkor. Vezal kech likach. So you see clearly that you forced the moicher to sell, and lekech likach. But we just said that fakaret, it's yad moicher al yona. Why over here we forcing the moicher? So Gemara says, then no, over here it's a different story. What happened over here? Going, Davi Yikir Mikara, let's say when it was expensive. Vizol Hashta. Vizol. So Hashta Minale, Iari Yahavasli, Havlikazul the Hashta. You want me to take the property? I have no problem. But I'm taking it. I'm taking it for the cheap price. I'm not paying extra. At the beginning it was up, now it's down. So that is Yad Lekech al Yoyna. Rish Bam says, this is where he speaks this out again, he's not very into this. Damrin Le, Lemoicher, before the wide lines, Yat E Aris Yavisle, Mois, Ataroitsa Shiachsle, Shkol, Mois, and Mois, Kazula the Hashta, the Dialochim Yafucham, Kaycha Litvis, Bamacha, Bach Mecher, and Mois, and Mois, Akazor's Kaka, Hekat Leke Hefsle Kech. That was Zenazan Chosr. Means the whole reason why Meir Takana for Meicher is not Shaz that we made Takana for Meicher. We, because it's Zenim Zal Chosr, so it's Koyfal Midas Daim. So it's Koyfal Midas Daim, so we said the Meicher gains. But in a place where it's not that, where the Lekech is going to lose out, which means over here it was expensive and now it's cheap, so you can't force the Lekech to pay the expensive part. So over there, the Lekech wins. So basically, the Yad Meichal Yoyna is only in a specific case where it doesn't go up and down. It's the same price, so we say Yad Meichal Yoyna. But if it goes up and down, it's Yad Lekechal Yoyna.
The whole concept? Or we can force him, Yad Meichal means that we can force him to sell, we just get the cheaper price.
Yeah, no.
We can force him to buy, I mean.
We can't force the Lekech to give me money of the expensive money. So it's Yad Lekechal Yoyna.
But it went down now. So why can't I just force him to give the cheaper price?
You could.
You could. Price.
Right, you force the Meicher to accept the cheaper price.
So Yad Meicher Al Yoyna is not in a specific, it's in every
no,
case.
No, Yad Meicher Al Yoyna is only in our case in the Mishnah, but not where it goes up and down. Where it goes up and down is Yad Lekech Al Yoyna.
But it's still Yad Meicher.
No, it's Yad Lekech, because Lekech doesn't have to pay it.
But you force the Lekech to buy.
Yeah, but Lagabi the price. Lagabi the price.
I understand, but you still force the Lekech to buy.
Either way, if the case in the mission is you're forcing Lekech always to either the Meicher has a right to say what he wants, but the Meicher has no right to say the price.
Fine. So Yad Meicher means
so
that
when it comes to price, Yad Lekech Al Yoyna.
Yad Meicher means that he always has the right to do what he wants.
I don't know if he could say.
Then the price is a different conversation.
So when that's what I'm saying. So right, that's the Gemara's making a chilek. Gemara's making a chilek.
Yeah.
The Meicher's making a chilek.
That's what the mission just said.
Either one. It's Yad Meichel Yoyna. But Yad Meichel Yoyna is Lagabi the taking the property back or taking money for it. But not Lagabi how much to pay for it. How much to pay for it, that's the way Yad Lekech Yoyna.
He doesn't have to sell it.
He does. The Meicher has the right to say either keep the property and give me cash or give me back cash. That's the Meicher's right. But the Meicher has no right to say how much cash. Means if it went down in value, the Lekech has a right to say, I want to pay this. You want cash? No problem. I'll give you this cash from today.
And if it went up, you don't get the cheaper from before.
1 second, like Mara says. Vatanya, Shunoisle, Noisle, Shas, Kishar Shalok, Achamenu. I see, gave, you take it, Kishar Shalok, Achamenu. Hossam, Kandavazuli, Mikoro. But Yikolo Hashta, the Lekech always wins when it comes to money. For price, the Lekech always wins. Even if it was, if it was, if it was,
if it was Zulumi Karo and it went up now, the merchant can say, okay, well, okay, see, no problem. So pay me whatever it costs now. No, it goes back to the original price. So the kach wins the gabi the price. The merchant always wins the gabi buying or selling. And that's the Gemara settles it away. Now we're going to the last thing in the Mishnah. That Shemshai Besada base Tes Kavan. So the Mishnah's finished off. We said that from 7.5 to 9 is Yad Mercha Al Yoyna, and the Mercha could say either give it back to me or give me money. From 9, it's a Dover Choshev. It's a Dover Choshev. I want the whole thing back. Amar Avuna. So Ravuna says, Machlokes Ravuna Rav Nachman, he says like a Machlokes, Tes Kavan She'amru Vafilu Vabika Gedoyla. Ravuna says, this halacha that we said that by 9 kams is Dover Choshev, it doesn't matter if it's 30 sah or if it's 300 sah. So theoretically, the Mishnah said two things. The Mishnah said Roiva Kavla sah. If you have 300 sah, it's a lot less than Roiva Kavla sah. So even if you have 10 kavla, you still have a lot less than Roiva Kavla sah because you have 300 sah. So theoretically, if you go with the Mishnah's Cheshbon, it shouldn't be Tes Kavan. It should be Roiva Kavla sah.
Proportional,
right? So if you have 300 sah, you have a lot more leeway, which would make it that it's not doesn't go back to the meicher, the whole thing. Zok Javuna, no. Tes Kavan is a Dovah Choshev. It doesn't matter if your field is 300 sah big. Tes Kavan is the cutoff. Once you went above Tes Kavan, I want that piece of property back. Tes Kavan is a parcel of land. I could build a mini building, whatever I could build with it, whatever I could do with it. It's something that's worth to bother to plow by itself. So I want it. I want it back. There's 200 acres you sold the guy. So really, you make like what are you gonna do with this thing? I want it back. That's Rav Huna Shita. That's the pashas of the Mishnah.
So when the Mishnah says Reva Kavala Sa, it's only teaching us what a Davar Chashev is.
Right. When the Mishnah goes back and finishes off and says base Tisha Kavan, Shem Shabbos base Tisha Kavan, the Mishnah is telling you it doesn't matter about Reva Kav. Once you hit Tisha Kavan, it's a Davar Choshev. That's what Rishbam said in the Mishnah. Kim Dike Kaka Choshev Ben Akol Loi Machol Midi. Done. At that point, it doesn't matter what it is.
It's own zip code.
Right. Zokri of Nachman, Amar Noisin Shivas Kavan Amechzel Chol Kur Vakur. No. The Ikim Milsi Yisrael Tishas Kavan Hadri. He says it's a twofold.
Wow.
You can't say that 9 kavan is davar choshev and done. You have to take everything in consideration. If it's 80 kavan, it's 60 saw, and you have 11 kav, that's not it's pachas meroiva kav per saw. So would not go back. Tisha Kavan is only on the premise that you have more than a Reva Kavasa. But if you don't have more than Reva Kavasa, not Negeya. That's how he learns. So Esvi Rav Lo Nachman. So Rav Nachman asks, Rav asks Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Shita is that it's not just Tisha Kavan, it's also Reva Kav. Means he learns the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not saying a new thing. When the Mishnah says Tisha Kavim goes back, it's in the same case as we said in the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah said Reva Kavasa, and the Mishnah is finishing off, and this that we said Reva Kavasa, in the case of the Mishnah, if you were at 9 Kavim, then you exceeded your Reva Kavasa, so then you're out. Zakhtu Avalam Nachman, Shimshai Besod, the base Tisha Kavim, our Mishnah. The way we're understanding is that it's a continuation. It means Reva Kavala saw, and you have more than Reva Kavala saw, 9 Kavim, it's Dabar Choshev, give it back. Zok to Gemara, it would seem to be that this Sefer the Mishnah is saying, Shem Shabbos la Beis Tish Kavim, Lav de Zavon le Kurayim. It's a 2 Kur, which is 60 saw. Because the Mishnah is not continuation. Mishnah is a new thing.
Well, less than
Reva, go back. If I care for Ram Nachman. Like Ravuna, as long as it's Tisha Kavan, doesn't matter. That's what it seemed from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah does not seem that it's connected. So the Gemara says, "Loi, the Zavon Leikur." No, we're talking about Zavon Leikur. We're talking about the continuation of the Reisha. The Reisha and Sefer are in sync. It's not a new case. Which, by the way, the way you learn the Mishnah, that's the pashas you learn the Mishnah. Mishnah's not saying a new thing. Mishnah's saying this that we just finished saying, the Reva Kav, 7.5 Kav, is included, and it's a Giyoy, and it's Al Meicha, and Yad Meicha Al Yoyna, to get cash or give it back, that's only till you get to 9. When you get to 9, it's done. And we're talking the same case. But it's Shaila over here. My love, love is only kuraim, loy is only kur. Uvagina, gina is a different shear, base chatzikav. Love is only sasayim. Again, isn't the safer saying that we're talking about sasayim, and we see that has nothing to do with the shear. And we see that, yeah, it has nothing to do with the shear, like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Nachman. Not like Rav Nachman. Not like Rav Nachman. Not like Rav Nachman. That means that once you exceed 9 kavim, you're done. It doesn't matter if it's bigger, if it's sosayim. V'chdir v'kir beis roiva. My lad is zom le'so. Le'd zom le'chatzi so. And we're saying it's a continuation of the ratio. Like we learned until now. It's all a continuation of the ratio. We're going in the case of the ratio. V'shteitzach, if you have two sosayim.
Different facts. Different proportion.
Different portion.
Same proportion, different sosayim.
Right.
Different facts.
Boy Ravashi. So you have no raya against Rav Nachman. Bar Rav Ashi, soda v'nasas gina givinasas soda mai. So this is an interesting thing. It got like, what do you call it? Planning board? Zoning board? Planning board. Zoning board. Zoning board. Zoning board changes. Zoning board changes. Changes. Zoning board changes the use, right? Yeah, so you go to the zoning board, you change the use. So now you change the use. We said that by a regular field, davar chashuv is 9 kavim. By a gino, we said it's a different measurement. What makes a davar chashuv? So now, if you got it rezoned, so then is it smaller? So the Gemara says, and that's a shiloh. My take, we don't know. Tana, in my yisamachos sadeyu, this is what Chapel is saying. I feel a kol shu machs lo karka, because if I have a field right here, and I sold you the field next door, so I don't care if it's a little strip. I only care if it's less than Tisha Kavim to take it back, because what am I going to do with it? But over here, you're right, just move the fence over and you plow in your field, you just include it.
Even less than
a Tisha Kavim.
No,
7.5 Yemoichel. 7.5 Yemoichel. It's only 7.5 to 9 is where the Shaila is. It's only 7.5 to 9. Koshu Max Lekaka.
Koshu means 7.5 to 9.
Yeah. So Gemara says. What?
That's only if there is a certain amount of margin of error. But even though you care, it's too bad.
The response speaks out clearly. Right. I feel like,
even though you care about it,
it's
still
what?
Even though you care about it,
it's
still margin of error.
7.5. Yeah, 7.5 is close.
Even if you care.
That's Hein Chosar and Yes. That's included in your words. That's included in your wording. That's not a, that's partial. Yeah. Bor Ravashi, Bor, Maush Tafsik. I'm Samai Maush Tafsik. Derech Ramam Tafsik means basically you're saying if it's next to my field, just move over the fence. Okay, what happens if I have a little pit in between? You can't move over the fence. Or you have a big tree, Rikvidikvla, or you have a Derech Rabim. Maush Tafsik, take it. We don't know. The lawyer said, Roivel Vam Maxeloi, as Kla Moiser. So this is the Lashon of the Mishnah is interesting. The way you would read the Mishnah, Lawyer said, Roivel Bilvadu Maxel, is Kla Moiser. Kla Moiser is what? They don't. So Gemara says klapi laya means the lashon of the Mishnah. What else are you returning over here? So the Gemara says you have to change the lashon. Tani Rav Nachman lo yisam moysel vay machsloy el skol revoyim kulon. You have to put in the revoyim. Means it's not everything. The revoyim that was originally included means the up to 7.5 we said is moichel. 7.5 to 9 is yad moichel yoyna. That you have to give back either the kark or the money. At 9, we say, oh, now it's a parcel of land that's chashuv, then give everything back, all the way back to the beginning. There's no more any leeway. Not just the from 7.5 to 9. Once you hit over 9,
zero.
Now it's a piece of property that I want. Oh, it's a piece of property I want. I want everything back. Just you, the only thing you're getting is a base kur. Even though he said, Henchos on Yesos. Because at that point, you're not Michael anything. You're only Michael up to 7.5. And from 7.5 to 9, you're not Michael, but you'll deal with it. Once you hit 9, it's double kosher, it's over.
So 7.5 to 9, you force him to buy it back.
It's Yad Rechal Yoyna. Yad Rechal Yoyna. The what? No. No. Only 1.5.
Once
it's over 9, as Rabbi Mishnah said, once it's over 9, at that point you're done. Everything goes back. You're not Michael anything. You're back to 0. So it's an interesting Mishnah. There's 3 categories over here in the Mishnah. There's till 7.5, Michael. 7.5 to 9 is Yah Michael Yoina, unless it's a price. And up to 9 is what's it called? Not too bad. Not too bad. Arba Midas Ben Noisin Tzedakah. There are 4 categories of Noisin Tzedakah. Characteristics. A Reitz is Sheyitain V'Leinachem. A guy wants to be the only giver. He wants the lines in Lakewood should be by his door. Nobody else. He wants to have all the covered. Einu Ruah B'Shalachem. He has a bad eye. What about Yitnu Achem V'Ula Yitain? Einu Ruah B'Shalai. He's a stingy guy. What about Yitim Yitnu Achem? He wants everybody to give. He gives and he encourages other people to give. Chassid, that's beautiful. Lo Yitnu Achem is Russia. I mean, he doesn't want to give and encourages. Don't give. Don't give. We have a few weeks left in Masechta. As what?
Yeah.
Well, up to Hay.
Hay
and Vav. You put the sukkah by Baron?
Huh?
Yeah. Unless you're inviting all the meals, then I wouldn't come back. I need to buy a floor.
You don't need. Just put it right over the staircase. Put schach. You eat in inside of it.
And you're good. Yeah.
That's cool.
Not going to be sure?
You could eat by link.
Not for 3 days.
You could eat by link. He has a big patio.
Oh, could you not build? He's not building.
He says starting for anything.
You're not starting, yeah? Please don't start without the surface. Yeah, I'll use your thing.
Let him just have to buy a spot.
It's a helipad.
It's perfect for me, actually.
Why can't you just put it in the front lawn, in the driveway?
Put it on the driveway.
Everybody will come.
It looks like Israel. Ask if you
use this one. It's just a
good idea. I have a better idea. One of those parking spots.
No, but he didn't smile. You have to say it without a smile. Let's see if he stop.
Let me hear your better idea.